We have a community that's still grief-stricken. We have families that are devastated. You know, this time of year is very, very brutal for people that were involved with this thing. And hopefully one day this thing will be solved. Colder cases have been solved.
Let's touch a little bit on the Sutherland Springs project. One individual in particular who was very much in the wrong place at the wrong time, but also the opposite is true, and that's the gentleman who gave chase to the shooter when he drove away.
We have a courageous man confronting a shooter who just shot up a church and murdered 9 children, killed 8 members of one family. It's the largest mass shooting in Texas history, and we have this incredible human being who showed excessive guts by not only confronting the shooter, chasing the shooter, and that led to the killer basically giving up and shooting himself before authorities can get there.
I spoke with Stephen Williford, who is one of Santa's helpers during the holidays and who was also a competitive shooter and firearms instructor, about what he experienced that day.
I opened up my safe and I grabbed a rifle, an AR-15, I grabbed a magazine. What told me then was that the police were coming at a high rate of speed, coming to a mass shooting at the church, and I was going to be running across the street with a rifle in my hand. He had been shooting people, and then when they went down, he would finish and walk over and finish them off, and he was walking over to finish Chris and his mother off, and they heard me yell. And he stopped what he was doing that moment, walked outside and started shooting at me. I ran behind the truck for cover, and he hit the truck in front of me. He shattered the windshield of the car that was behind me, and he hit the house behind me. And I put 6 out of 6 bullets on him, but he had Class 3 body armor on. Class 3 body armor stops rifle rounds. And so I hit him in the left chest first, I hit him in the abdomen, and that didn't slow him down. He knew he was hit. When he ran for his vehicle, and it was sitting in the middle of the street with the driver's side door open and the engine running, and he continued on over the hill and out of sight. And I'm thinking to myself, it can't end this way. And I looked off to my left, and there was a pickup truck. And he was on 911 talking to dispatch at that moment. I ran over and I tapped on his window, and I said, "That guy just shot up the church, and we have to stop him." Any sane person in this world probably would have just drove off and left me sitting at the stop sign. But this is Texas we're talking about. We're not necessarily known for our sanity. The next thing I heard were the locks on the truck come open, and I climbed up in the cab with a long, tall Texan. Had a white Western hat on, a big feather in his hat, a longhorn skull tattooed in the middle of his neck, and the horns ran up underneath his ears. And he had a toothpick hanging out of his mouth. I had never met him before in my life, and he let me into his truck and took off, and we took off chasing this guy that was already out of sight. I dropped the magazine out of my rifle, and I looked, and I had 1 round in the top of the magazine, 1 in the chamber left. We were doing speeds over 95 miles per hour, and I said, "You know, if you catch him, you're going to have to put him off the road." And Johnny had not said a word to me at this point. I didn't even know his name. And he looked at me and he said, "Yep, I already figured that." He swerved off the curve, off to the left-hand side of the road, and went through a fence and about 50 yards out into a field and stopped. When the police got there, I hear a PA system says, "Driver, get out of the vehicle with your hands up." I laid my rifle on the hood of the truck, and I started to the back of the truck with my hands up. That officer looked at me, made eye contact, he keyed his mic, and he said, "Not you." And now I'm trying to stand where my feet were within the shade of the truck, because that day, even being November 5th here in Texas, it still gets warm. It was 90 degrees that day, and I was barefoot.
You ran out of your house barefooted.
I did. I kept hearing those shots, and I didn't have time to put shoes on. Every one of those shots was directed at one of my neighbors and one of my friends. I couldn't take time to put shoes on.
Stephen Williford will speak to audiences after screenings of Miracle on 4th Street at Bassett Place in El Paso tomorrow and Friday. A portion of the box office proceeds will be donated back to his community. You can hear my full interview with Williford at krwg.org. For KRWG Public Media, this is Casey Counts.